I think we still have a lot of work to do. I think we're at a juncture now, with this being the top priority of the administration, we're at a juncture where some legislators see it as a vehicle to leverage other things or to get commitments on other issues having little or nothing to do with the merits of the minimum wage. And this is not the sort of year where, actually, I've never had a year that was that sort of year. I don't have the flexibility in terms of supplemental budget. It's crunch time. I guess what's a pithier way to say it? I feel we have momentum. I believe that the bill coming out of the House is a bill that many senators can and should support, and we just all have to keep pushing right now to get it done, because we're breaking what has been a bit of a straitjacket that we found ourselves in accepting the falsehood that by keeping wages low, somehow that creates more jobs, or by making the top 1% of our country richer, that creates more jobs. Well, neither of those things create jobs. What creates more jobs is when your economy's growing because of consumer demand, when people work hard, they can get ahead. And we know that people that are working hard and earning a minimum wage, every single dollar they earn goes back into the economy. So those same economists that understood that unemployment benefits help the economy grow, that's good for consumer demand when you extend those benefits, also understand that when workers earn more, customers have more businesses. So I am I'm pushing. We all need to push. This is crunch time, and we need to get this through the Senate.
Staying on the subject of leveraging for other issues, Senator Middleton has talked about increasing the reimbursements for the DDA workers. Now, I think he means no disrespect to the workers here, but he knows that those who are providing assistance to the disabled do very important work. They are probably underpaid. You hear from them that they are underpaid. Should this bill include, or should the state be increasing that reimbursement so that, in fact, these workers work above the minimum wage or paid above the minimum wage?
If you look at the history of the last 7 years, you will see that, in fact, we have increased very steadily wages for workers that take care of our fellow citizens that have developmental disabilities. So I think the senator, knowing that that I'm very much aware of the important and essential and caregiving work that these folks do, I think sees this as an opportunity to go even further than we've already gone. And so we'll continue to work with them. I guess another way to say it is I agree that we should be constantly working to raise the wages for those that work with our citizens that have developmental disabilities. And it's all a matter of pace and degree, pace and degree. I look forward to, I'll keep working with them. I think that all of us should be cautious about bringing this bill down by the insistence of by adding too many other conditions to it. I mean, it's natural for legislators to ask that. Nothing wrong with it. But this is not a time of largesse, not a time when we have a supplemental budget. And so, I don't mind a degree of horse trading, but, I don't have a whole lot of horses to trade.
Thank you.
Good? Oh, probably aiming right at your eyes, too.
Does anybody else want to talk to a low-wage worker?
I'll take one.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take one, too.
All right. Caveat.